Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf Shir sponsor Lunishmas Arbi Akashom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph introduces the concept Ein Koivrim Rosho Etzel Tzadik. Cannot bury a Rosho next to a Tzadik, and we learn from the story of Elisha. The Maharil in Hilchos Smochos brings this, and he says, what's the reason that you can't bury a Rosho by a Tzadik? Because the Tzadikim, they speak to the tzaddikim, they tell the tzaddikim what was said behind the paragot. They are revealed soides u'shamayim. And if the rosho is buried next to the tzaddik, so they won't reveal to the tzaddik everything he can reveal. And the Sefer Chasidim in Siman Tafshin Hei, he brings a story. There was a Talmid Chacham, a tzaddik, that they buried him next to somebody which is not appropriate, it wasn't in his level. So the tzaddik came in a dream to the people of the city, and he said, I'm buried next to a bathroom, and the smell disturbs me a lot. So they put stones between the caver of the tzaddik and the caver of the rosho, and then he didn't come back in a dream. And the Maharshal, in the Yavosha Shloimoi, in Yevomas Perek Gimel Siman Tet Zayin, he says that many times rich people pay money to be buried next to a tzaddik. And he says, sometimes it's not appropriate for them to be there, and they're ruining it for the tzad by being so close to him. If they're not on that level, so they're going to get punished because they're causing tzar to the tzaddik. And so it's brought down in the Tziyuni, the big Mekubal, Parshas Vayichi, on the Pasuk Shachavti Mavoisai. So he says, you know, the Ma'asa Machpelah, only the Avos HaKadoshim buried there, now nobody else. And he says, why not? Because of this concept. In Kriyim Rosh Etzel Tzaddik, nobody's in that level of the Avos HaKadoshim. And he brings many examples. We see that in Shas, that people on a lower level of tzidkus were not buried next to a bigger tzaddikim. Says it's Tziyuni, and the reason is because the tzaddikim are buried, they're megala to them, roze el yoinim v'tachtoinim, the biggest secrets of the world. Someone is buried now in that level. Imatu el yoinim elagidu galoislem soidus ashebehem yenu. So the Tzion is adding, it's not only a Rosho. Even a Tzaddik is not on the same level of the Tzaddik, is also takes away from what the Tzaddik is going to be taught from Olam Ha'emes. And the Tzion goes on and says, why will the Neshamas have to do with the body? I mean, what's buried in the ground is the bones. Isn't the Neshamas a higher thing? So it says the Tzion is that the Neshamas, they do come back to be next to the bones. Yidul and Mekubalim, that Atzomis themselves, the bones of Adam, they have in them das, and they're able they have their own koiches and way to listen to people. So it's Mekuda is in the Shama, the Ruach is totally in that Atzomis, and therefore it is a Nafkamina who's buried next to these bones. Torah Mamukimuit. The Bnei Yisrael in the Sefer Agud Akalo explains based on this the following Pasuk. It says the Pasuk of Mishlei, Oizen shemas teichachas chaim, an ear that listens to teichacha, bekerev chachamim tolin, will sleep next to the chachamim. So he says, what does it mean? So he brings our Gemara that says that you don't bury a rosho by a tzaddik, because he brings all what we learned, that the migale rozi toiro to the havle de garmi, to the ruach, which is with the bones. So says the Agra the Pirko, the Bnei Sosra, a person has not been Torah during his lifetime, but he was always listening to Teichecho, to Musar. Meaning, in other words, he's always trying to connect to the Talmid Chachamim. He's always trying to get from them, to accept from them, even though he was not a Ben Torah himself. So he says, a person like this, he won't lose his Schar, and he'll be able to continue listening to the Talmid Chachamim after death. So when he's going to be buried, you could bury him among the Chachamim. Because even though he's not Ben Toiro, he was in the level of listening to Talmid Chachamim, so he can continue listening even after death with the Mikala to this Talmid Chachamim. Says that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Oizen Shema'as Teichachas Chaim, an ear that listened to Teichachas during its lifetime, Bekerev Chachamim Tolin, can sleep next to a Tzaddik and continue listening to what is being Mikala to the Tzaddik from Olam Ha'emes. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.